Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Sorry, I missed you too.
No, it's okay. You pop up. We have two separate accounts, one under your number and one under your wife. So they let me know you called, and I was like, oh, that's Joe. So my apologies.
it's okay. I missed you.
Is it a good time for you?
Oh, it's just a great time.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. No, that happens to me all the time. I'm expecting a call, but sometimes I'll leave it on silent accidentally, and then I miss it, and you know how it is. Now, let me take a look here. That I'm pulling up everything that I need. I know we got a lot of your information already. Now, your account is going to be under Ronald, since that's going to be the name on the card that you're going to use for payment, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it'll be under Ronald, but I'll make sure to put it down that you go by Joe. So that's on the account as well. Okay. And then just to verify where are we located?
Yeah. Where are you guys physically?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. I don't know if you know much about California area. It's kind of by where Disneyland is.
Yeah, right on.
Yes. So I have Andrea's going to be an authorized user on the account. I have for services that you offer, it's going to be appliance repair for residential and commercial. So I have washer, dryer, fridge, water heater, stovetop, fryers, bakery ovens, steamer, cooktop, microwave, combi ovens, ranges, and dishwashers, correct?
Yeah, maybe not in that order.
It doesn't matter what order it's specifically in. Yeah, it makes no difference. Because they're all going to be listed under that. Is there any other type of appliances that you want me to add?
No, I think that pretty well is good for now. Did you say water heater?
I'm pretty sure I put that down.
Okay.
Let me see. Yes, water heater's in there.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
What did we just work on over there? What do you call that?
Just that for now?
Steam table. Steam table is a good one.
Which one? Can you repeat that one more time?
Steam table.
Steam table. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Kind of like when you go into Hometown Buffet, that's what all their food is in.
Oh, yes. How it keeps the food warm, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay, perfect. Is there anything else that you would like me to add for now?
No, I think that's plenty.
Okay, perfect. Now, your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow or Friday?
Tomorrow or Friday? What do we have scheduled? Tomorrow is, all day tomorrow. Friday is a lot better.
Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon?
Afternoon. I would say somewhere around 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
Again, 2 or 3 would be great.
Okay. I have between 2 to 3.
That's perfect.
Okay. I'm going to email you the Google invite when we get off the line as well. So I got you down for Friday. It's going to be between 2 to 3. Now, I already did some research on your company, so I already know you have a Google business profile. You have a Facebook. We're doing you a website. Now, you have an option on the website, and it's at no extra cost if you want to add it. It's payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Is that something that you would like to add?
That would be nice.
Okay.
What does it cost?
It doesn't cost anything extra. It's included if you'd like it. Mm-hmm.
We have we use Square for processing currently. Is there any way to link them to that?
That's a great question. I'm going to put down, because my onboarding team is the one that takes care of setting that up. So I'm going to put it down. They're going to basically go over that with you to see if there's a way we can make that work. Okay. Now, for the specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where would you like to get work?
Eugene, Springfield.
Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got everything correct. Yeah. All right. I'm ready for that. I got Eugene and Springfield. Ready for the next one?
Creswell. That's Creswell.
All right. Cottage perfect. Grove. Got it. Passage Grove.
Cottage Grove.
Okay. Cottage Grove. Okay. Got it. Ready for the next one?
Junction City.
Okay. Got it. Ready for the next one? Harrisburg?
Harrisburg.
Got it. Yes, I found it. Harrisburg. Perfect.
Veneta. That's V-E-N-E-T-A.
Give me 1 second.
Elmira.
Give me 1 second. I think I got this one wrong. Did you say Danita or Bonita? Or Bonita?
The Danita with a V, Victor. E is in Ernie. N is in Nancy. E is in Ernie. T is in Tom. And A is in Alpha. Danita.
Got it. Okay. It was, there we go. Perfect. Got it. And then what was the next one that you said after?
Elmira. E-L-M. Like elm tree. I-R-A.
Okay. Elmira. Found it. I'm ready for the next one.
Next one. Crow.
That's...
Like it. Crow, crow.
Got it. Like the bird.
Lorraine.
Is it, so I looked up Crow City, Oregon, and, oh, Crow, Oregon. Yeah, it pops up. In the beginning popped up a horror movie, so I got that fixed. Okay, what was the next one?
Albany. Like Albany, New York.
Okay, Albany, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Lorraine, L-O-R-A-N-E.
Okay, got it. Ready for the next one.
Corvallis, that one's spelled C as in cat, O-R-V, Victor, A. L-L-I-S is in Sam.
Perfect. I got it. Ready for the next one?
Oh, Florence. Florence. F-L-O-R-E-N-C as in cat, E.
I got it. I'm ready for the next one.
Cruz Bay. That's spelled C, cat, O-O-S, and then Bay, B-A-Y.
Got it. Ready for the next one?
North Bend, like a bend in the road.
Got it. I was putting bend, or dent, but it's bend.
Bend.
Found it.
Yes.
Okay, bend, I'm ready for the next one.
Roseburg. R-O, just like it.
I found it.
Spelled.
Ready for the next one.
Let's see. What's in between here and Roseburg? Oh, I didn't. Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant.
Like pleasant. Pleasant.
Okay,
pleasant
I found
Hill.
It.
Okay. Lowell is, L, Larry, O-W-E-L-L.
I found it. Okay.
Anything else? Who? Rice Hill.
Rice, like what you eat. Right. Rice Hill, rice like you eat, right?
Yes, like you eat rice, yes.
Okay,
a mound
perfect.
Of rice, you hope not for the mice.
Okay, I got that one down. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, Yonkala. Yonkalla.
Okay, I found it. Ready for the next one?
Ask me what? Oh, it's O-L-L-A, she says.
It's pulling up A-L-L-A.
It's pulling up A-L-L-A. Ha-ha! Come on, valedictorian, get with it. Can't even spell. My goodness. Let's do that dentist appointment. Oh, brother. That should do nicely.
That's good. Okay. And just so you do know, you're always going to be able to change these up, add, or take away. So you're not going to be stuck with them. So
okay.
It's all good on that end. Awesome. Now, for the hours of operation, you currently have Monday through Friday between 8 to 4:15 and then closed on the weekends. Is that how you want to keep it?
We do offer 24-hour-a-day, 7 days a week. Slow down.
Okay.
Emergency service.
Okay.
Slow down, emergency service.
So what I'll put down is emergency service 24 hours.
Okay.
24/7. There we go. Okay. All right. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it show Ronald J., and sorry if I say this wrong, Trulender?
It's Trulender, close enough.
Trulender.
And it does.
Okay. Perfect. And now is the billing on the card, the 27855 Easy Acres Drive?
The 27855, yes, it is.
Perfect. And what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa debit card.
Okay. I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Correct. Okay. 4-3-4-2-5-7-8-0-22-52-25-63, expiration 03 of 28, and the CVV is 962.
962?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
Don't
now
run
every
that. Don't run that quite yet.
We're not running it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not running it quite yet. We will. The first thing I have to do is a voice verification, and then it gets run. So. So it'll be in about 10 minutes. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. So let me finish everything up as well. So we do set up the account with a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you and your wife remember the answer. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, brother. Okay. First pet's name.
Okay.
Let's say Willy Wonka.
Is it really?
Really.
That's a long one.
Yeah, really want that.
All right, I got that down. Okay, perfect. Now we're going to do the voice verification as well. So the voice verification is on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. You do receive everything through text and through email when we're done as well. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Hamilton Appliance Repair.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Ronald Joseph Trollander, owner.
Right. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased... Sorry, were you going to say something?
Yes, I screwed up. I gave you Andrea's card number and not mine.
Oh, it's okay. Same we account. Can update it right now.
Same accounts. It is just, yeah.
It's different numbers, pretty much?
It's different numbers, same account. But, yeah, it says Andrea K instead of Ronald J.
That's okay. Let me go back to the billing side. Okay. I'm ready for the new numbers whenever you are.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm ready too. That. It's okay.
Okay. It is 4342, 5780, same.
Hold on one second. Sorry. Did you say 5780-10?
5780.
Oh, 80. Okay. Okay. Got it.
And then 2871-0246. Same expiration, different CVV of 882.
Okay. Perfect. Got that updated. All right. Got that down. Okay. Perfect. Now, back to the voice verification. So the part that I was on, I'll repeat the part two as well. So, okay, so let me start over. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number. That's our actual office. I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but I'm going to resend it to you right now anyways. Let me send it to you. All right, perfect. I sent it over to your wife's phone. Mm-hmm. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
I'm going to reword that too. Just, I remember I told you the first time I spoke with you because you were with GoRankers. You don't want two SEO companies doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So pretty much, okay. You know, we already spoke about that. So it's good on that end. Yeah. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews. It's going to be each month on the 22nd and $299. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to cancel and process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Thank you. So that means... we're going to pay you twice here in the next week?
No. The 22nd of every month, so you're not going to get charged again.
I thought you said the second.
No.
Okay, no. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be the 22nd of every month. Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, now, good. Is the card good to be charged yet, or are we still waiting a little bit longer?
Please wait just a moment.
That's fine.
Check locally right now.
That's okay. Meanwhile, you guys do that. I'm going to send you over a YouTube video, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard.
Okay.
Directions to 16.
Sending that now.
I thought that's what she was doing. She's getting walking directions to our next customer.
It's okay. No worries. We're all good here. I have a lot to do anyways on my end for your appointment. Let me actually set that up now. So Friday between 2 to 3. All right. Let's go there. Oh. Let me get your email one more time, please.
AKL Alpha Kilo Lima 114@hotmail.com.
AKL114@hotmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send you the Google invite right now. Perfect. What's the weather like up there?
It's 65, 70 degrees and partly cloudy. Pretty nice.
That's nice. I've always wanted to move over there to Oregon. I do not like California.
You don't? Why not?
I don't. You know, everything's so expensive, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Up north, it's greener. Is it? Is it Washington that doesn't have the taxes? I'm trying to remember now.
Well, no, the taxes in California are outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon has a income tax, but no sales tax on anything.
Oh,
and then
if you
want the best of both worlds, what you do is you live just over the border in Washington. They have no income tax, but they have a sales tax. So you just shop in Portland right across the border. And, but work in Vancouver, Washington, just over the border from Oregon. And,
that's nice.
You pay no taxes extra, just federal.
That's really convenient there. It sounds like you have it figured out.
I don't live anywhere near there, unfortunately.
Oh. Yeah.
Kind of in the middle of the state on the I-5 corridor.
I've always liked it more up north because it's greener as well. But
it's super green.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that a lot. So I don't know. I've heard conflicting stuff that it's always raining up in Washington area. Some people tell me that's not true. I don't know.
You know, it really can be gloomy. Eugene's 50 miles from the ocean. And we're 50 miles from the beaches, and we're 50 miles from the nearest ski resort. So we're right in between the two, and we get that cloud cover from the ocean quite often. You know, it's 50 degrees in the Pacific Ocean up here, 52, I think, right now. And so it's, you know, you get that low-lying, misty stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it protects you from getting a lot of, yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Mm.
And you get that low-lying, misty kind of clouds driving through the trees kind of stuff.
That but freshness feel.
Rain-wise, you know, it's not that rainy. But it's not that sunny either. You have to be able to kind of put up with a mixed bag every day. You don't know if it's going to rain. You don't know if it's going to be sunny until it is. It's sunny from June 20th to September 20th. It's just completely sunny. There's hardly a cloud in the sky. And that summer is summer. Fall is fall. Comes all with the leaves changing and the cooler temperatures and the first day of rain in the fall is on September 20th or 21st.
Somewhere
it's
around there.
Fall, it rains. Yes, it's bizarre how well it rains just exactly on the seasons.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's kind of eerie. I come from South Texas where it's just, you know, hot. It kicks my butt. I'd rather take a nice hike in the 55 degree misty stuff than I would in the 105 degree heat and 90% humidity.
That's how I am too. I do not like the heat at all. I'd rather not deal with it. I would prefer gloomy days than the heat just straight on you. Exactly.
You can't cool off though.
Exactly.
The water, and if the water is 90 degrees, it doesn't help you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last moments of this this mobile deposit thing.
It isn't.
It's just about two.
It's okay. I'm typing in all of your cities right now anyways, and I'm processing everything. Okay. So awesome. We're all good.
And so what's it like there? Is it just hot?
So I don't live exactly in Fountain Valley, which is cooler there. So I live probably like 30 miles from there, and it's warm. It's humid. The weather's not terrible. I don't like the heat. Yeah. I prefer cold weather, and we get more warm than we do cold. Like, we don't really use jackets here that much.
In a jacket, probably.
Yeah, so, you know, and I love the mountains. That's what I love. So I don't know if you know the area, but Big Bear is not far from us. So I always go to the mountains. I love the weather there. That's why I want to move more up north, but it's not terrible weather. It's just, you know, if you like the beach and all of that and the sun, this is the place to be.
Yeah, and if you like the beach with, if you have dogs and
you're sounding a little muffled. Sorry, I don't know what happened with the line.
I put it on speakerphone.
Oh, there we go.
And evidently, my wife's phone, either you can hear me or I can hear you. You can't do both at the same time.
Sounds like you need a new phone, both of you.
Yeah, it's that way. I spent one summer when I was 14 down in California in Huntington Beach. It was nice, you know. It was actually, it was Costa Mesa. But, I spent all my time down on Huntington Beach. With my cousin, who was a surfer and learned how to surf and all that stuff. I'm a water rat anyway, so that was fun. That was beautiful.
Those are nice areas.
Yeah, super nice beaches, you know, nice, calm ocean. And, here, I can go out in the ocean, but I'm going to pay for it every time. And the water's super cold. And you have to wear a heavy thick steamer or a dry suit to get out there.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'll trade with you. What we need to do is just trade some time. You come up here, stay in our place. We'll come down and stay in yours.
And just for a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, a rainy, misty getaway. I don't mind the rain. You know, it doesn't bother me here. It doesn't rain hard. Not like thunderstorm rain. Most of the time, it sprinkles. You know, and it's really light. Yeah, sprinkles and it stops, sprinkles and it stops. You get a light windbreaker type jacket, you wear it about 6 months out of the year. The other 2 months you're in a semi parka. off and on. It doesn't get that cold here. I mean, it's weird. We're so close to the ocean that you get this marine layer, and so it keeps things about 50 degrees. It'll be 50 during the day, and you don't get a lot of snow here in the Willamette Valley in Eugene and stuff. It's really moderated by the Pacific Ocean, and it's a little bit bizarre, the weather here. It can be, all the time we've lived here, I bet it's snowed 20 times, and you've lived here 30 years.
Oh, wow, and, very much at all.
We live just out of town, about 1,000 feet up in the Coastal Range Mountains, on the side of the mountain. And so we kind of have a different spot, but it really just doesn't snow and stuff all that much. You get the occasional snowstorm, the occasional ice that comes with it. And, it's not so bad of weather that way. It's not extreme weather. It's very mild weather.
That's good. That is not extreme. Like how Texas just recently got hit with that crazy storm. Wow. Houston area, at least. It was bad.
No, are we done? You can go, by the way. It's done.
Oh, it's done? Okay, let me try. Hold on. Let me see on my end.
You're right.
And then as soon as I process it, it's going to automatically send out emails, text messages. Yeah, it looks like everything's going through just fine. Perfect. Yeah. I sent over already the YouTube video, which is, you know, you guys can take a look at that when you guys have a chance. The other thing I was going to tell you, so the last thing I want to go over is just the terms and conditions. So okay. You guys will have access to your dashboard right away after that. Give me 1 second.
I've got you inside a customer's home here in about.
And how long?
2 minutes.
Okay. You know what? Let's not worry about it. We don't have to do it right now.
Term and condition
Let's do it. It's okay. Let's do it on Friday on your onboarding call. As long as I'm available, I'll be the one that calls you and introduces you to them. But if I'm not available, they're gonna call you anyways. So I already sent you the email too. It's gonna be Friday between 2 to 3. And we're pretty much already done. So, you know, go take care of what you gotta take care of. Contact me as well if you have any questions. I'll still be here point of contact for you guys, okay?
Thank you,
Joe. All right, thanks so much, Joe. You guys have a lovely day.
You do the same.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.